People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy and Tánaiste Micheál Martin have clashed in the Dáil over the government's national forum on Ireland's international security policy. Deputy Murphy said there was a major disparity between the number of anti-war and pro-NATO speakers invited to address the forum, which will examine security policy options and what changes might mean for Ireland's neutrality. In response, Tánaiste accused Mr. Murphy of engaging in a sickening form of politics.
The list of invited speakers gives the game away to an extreme degree. You have one anti-war speaker in the form of Roger Cole and multiple people who are on record as being in favour of joining NATO, have links to NATO themselves and so on. Does this not just give the entire game away?
Thank you.
It is a sickening form of politics that you engage in, Deputy Murphy. I find it abhorrent. But a more sinister element behind it is to snuff out debate. You talk about freedom of speech and so on in Tunisia. You're nowhere near that. I'm not suggesting that. But what you are trying to suggest is certain people can't speak because they have a view. That is what you're saying. They should not be allowed to speak. If there's up to 50 or 60 speakers, if one or two have views that are contrary
to
Deputy Murphy and Deputy Boyd Barrett, then they should not speak. That is intolerance. You guys are no great advocates of freedom of speech at all. Uh-huh. And I shudder to think of the day when you would ever be in authority. Because by God, would you put a jackboot on people who might have views
that's
different to yours. That's where you guys
that's
are coming from.
It's
where I stand.
Can I ask the Taoiseach to withdraw that?
He said that if we were in power, we'd put the jackboot on people. Can I ask him to withdraw that comment?
I'm not withdrawing. Like, we're in a parliament. Mm-hmm. I believe fundamentally in the right of freedom of expression in this parliament.
I've
witnessed the deputies opposite make all sorts of comments about people.
That's okay, we're not going to have a debate.
Can
we through the chair?
He's getting somewhat squeamish now, I would say.
Can we do this through the chair, please?
You've
just made an assertion that certain people shouldn't be on a platform.
No, actually we didn't. Stop lying about what we said.
Thank you.
What is apparent is not our exposure of the reality that the government has a hand-picked consultative forum with a hand-picked chair who was on record as being a supporter of US militarism. That's not apparent, us being critical of that. What is apparent, and what is contrary to democratic debate and free speech, is that the government is not doing any of this in the full glare of the public and allowing the public to decide. You were originally going to have a citizens' assembly. You ditched the citizens' assembly. Why? Because you're afraid of the views of the citizens. We had a bill in this parliament which you voted down to say that the people should have the right to decide. We should put neutrality in the constitution. We want to have a real debate about these things. However, what we're exposing, and what you don't like being exposed at all, is that these consultative forums are an absolute farce. They're part of a managed process designed to say that the great and the good have come together and have decided that Ireland is now too mature to stick with these old notions of neutrality and we're going to ditch it. That's why you have the thing completely stacked.
It is a first major national conversation on international security issues, foreign policies, defence. Why are you so afraid of it? And it is public and the public can participate both online and can make submissions and can attend. It's very transparent.